This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
PR. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. George Bush Intercontinental Airport is back to normal operations today after Terminal D had to be evacuated overnight. TSA agents reported a suspicious item in a passenger's bag during a security screening. They say it looked like a grenade. Authorities later confirmed that the item was not a grenade and called the entire situation a false alarm. Clubs and dance halls in Houston will no longer be able to enforce unwritten dress codes, which critics say are sometimes a cover for racial discrimination. The city council last week passed an ordinance requiring clubs and dance halls to post rules next to entrances if they want to enforce a dress code. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports there was some opposition.
Two council members voted against the rule, including Mary Nan Huffman.
This ordinance exemplifies the type of unnecessary government overreach that's made so many of our residents frustrated with city government.
Unless you walk in the skin of possibility of discrimination, you may not understand why this is an issue.
Carolyn Evans-Shabazz co-sponsored the ordinance.
Because this is something that really happens to a lot of particularly African-American males.
The Houston chapter of the Texas Restaurant Association was initially concerned about signage costs and potential penalties, but it now says those questions are resolved. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
In sports, the Astros downed the Diamondbacks last night in Phoenix 6-3. Rookie Bryce Matthews with two homers in that win. Mostly sunny, the high 96 today. It could feel like 104 with the heat index. Mostly clear tonight, the low 77. Then sunny tomorrow, the high 97. We have 85 degrees at the University of Houston. I'm Jack Williams, News 88.7.
This is Houston Matters. I'm Craig Cohen. Good morning. Coming up this hour, UH basketball coach Kelvin Sampson on his life, career, and native roots. Also, lessons learned from recent challenges in the state's funeral industry. But first, we learned last Friday that federal funding for public media, including our station, has been cut, and we need your support to continue serving this community. The funding cuts make up $2.2 million, or 10% of our yearly budget. Because of that,